Panda Circle Community is an interesting civil society movement. It was put together from a large amount of stakeholders, everything from the highest echelon of the university right to community members. And the basic idea is how to improve and support and enable Makanda to become a truly thriving city. This morning was very interesting because we had a talk that was hosted by Marius Westhoven from Gibbs University on scenario planning, with a focus on how do businesses survive disasters like lockdown and the COVID-19 pandemic. It was a very interesting talk. We were very grateful to the sponsors, which are Kagiso Trust, Brampton Business Mutual Bank, and the Rhodes Business School. And Marius spoke about ideas like what is the impact of a scenario versus what is the uncertainty factor. Because if you have certainty, you can always create strategy. But scenario planning is driven by almost a best guess in order to drive the resilience of local businesses. And Professor Owen Skay from the Rhodes Business School also spoke about some of the StatsSA outcomes and how Grahamstown and Makanda have responded economically to the lockdown. What was for me particularly interesting is we looked at the local situation, the ecosystem, how Makanda was affected by the lockdown. And then we also looked at a kind of scenario where you plot on four axes, almost your worst situation versus your best situation and the intermediate. And you start plotting those kind of uncertainty versus impact factors. I think we all learned so much that we felt a little bit overwhelmed by the end of the session, but the LED or local economic development cluster of the Makanda Circle of Unity is definitely looking forward to taking this conversation further and engaging more with our local businesses, be they informal or SMEs or even some of our biggest businesses in town.
So, Suzanne, you looked at the worst possible and the best possible. Where do we sit, do you think, as Makanda?
It's an interesting question because some of the studies, like the StatsSA questionnaire and the first shot report that has come out, can't necessarily accurately measure the impact on the informal sector. And obviously, the informal economy and Makanda is a massive contributor to our economy overall. So that was an interesting conversation point that came out. Worst situation, the informal economy had to shut down completely. So that was thousands of households that were without any income. And to be resilient in a situation like a lockdown, you literally need at least 3 months worth of turnover somewhere in a coffer in order to be able to survive something like a complete shutdown. So this was something that we spoke about quite extensively, and it's obviously a massive challenge for SMEs as well. Your service-driven industries like construction and tourism were locally amongst the hardest hit by the lockdown, and there's a lot of talk about specific scenario planning or pivoting their business models in order to recoup and recover from the lockdown. At worst case scenario, the predictor from the first shot study basically indicated that we could take as far as 6 months to recover from the loss in GDP and get back up to that kind of economic activity. And that's considerable for a small town and for subsistence type of businesses. So there was a lot of talk about what is important for immediate survival and what is important for long-term growth for businesses.
Suzanne, what happens from here? How does the town, how does the Makanda Circle of Unity take this forward?
I think that's a great question, because one of the central values of the Makhanda Circle of Unity is to steer clear from becoming more talk shops and to actually unite in activity and have some kind of compound impact together. And I think the different clusters will bring a lot of different angles to that. For the local economic development cluster, I think this springboarded us into a conversation of, let's look at our local scenarios, let's recognize the problems and challenges that are specific to Makhanda, and let's start planning ways in which we can help, enable, or support. We are very lucky in that we have developed actually quite good relationships with the LED Directorate at Makhanda Municipality. The Kgeso Trust has been a pivotal body in working with the municipality, trying to improve and support there and develop capacity. And it's become a conversation of, let's move from blame shifting and anger to actual activity. For us, we have a number of workshops planned, and we really hope to, with obviously with regulations and masks and social distancing in mind, we really do want to make some of those on the ground workshops so that we may reach both the east and the west of Makhanda. And we do need to start looking at real needs. For example, I've had several requests on how do I write a business plan, or who do I go to help me with a business plan. Those kind of needs can be answered, and we need to be sensitive to respond to the local community needs.
Suzanne, thank you so much for your time. This sounds like a really positive move. We look forward to hearing more from this cluster of the circle. And just to remind everybody that next week, next Friday, from 12 to 1, the next Makhanda Community Forum will be held. It's a Zoom webinar, and the topic follows on from this. It's complementary to what happened today. And the topic is Back to Business, Makhanda Post-COVID-19. Thank you very much, Suzanne.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.